Good evening, Rabbi Sai. We are in the middle of Hilchos Tefilas HaDerech. We'll be defining tonight when exactly is the right place to say Tefilas HaDerech, and we're going to go straight to business, discuss exactly when is the right time to say Tefilas HaDerech. So we spoke yesterday about the second best option, which is Maram Rottenburg. But let's discuss the ideal place and time to say Tefilas HaDerech. And we're going to go right into the Shulchan Aruch's first word, and then right into Mishnah Mosif Katan Chav Tes. Shulchan Aruch says, Oy Ma'oysa Ach Shir Sik Baderech. Translation was, top of page 278, where a person should say Tefilas HaDerech when he's on the way. Hechzik, established Baderech the way. So Mishnah Mosif Katan Chav Tes says, for Yisraelim, Asheloi Yoy Marno Kshadayinu B'Soy Chayir. To not say Tefilas HaDerech when you're still within the boundaries of the city. B'Soy Chayir Shadaba. Af. Although you are preparing yourself to leave, don't say Tefilas HaDerech whilst you are in the city. But you should say it when you're leaving the city. The boundaries of the city. Tehainu, i.e., Shivim Amo, 70 Amo, who me'at Yoisa, and a tiny bit more, Samoch Lo'ir, close to the city, after all the houses have stopped, that is considered the city. Again, there is a halachic concept considered tchum ha'ir, the ibura shel ir, the boundaries of the city. This is a concept which is extremely important in Shulchan Aruch. When it comes to the tchum of the city, and those identical halachas also apply here with regards to Tefilas HaDerech. Hiburo shel ir is that when there's a certain density to the houses, it's considered the city. Once the houses have a certain distance, they're more scattered around, which is clearly defined in Hilchos Eruvin, what does scattered around mean? When the distance is more than the distance of the houses start to spread a little bit, that's the bound of the city. It's actually a huge challenge to create this map of Ibur Shal Ir. You need to be an expert Talmud Chochem to actually draw this. It's one of the main challenges when one actually makes an Eruv. It's actually not an Eruv with regards to carrying, but an Eruv. But when you actually want to define the boundaries of the city, it's very, very challenging. I'll tell you where it's going to get. It's going to get when it comes to here in Edgware, when it comes to crossing over to Bourne Woods. These halachas are very relevant. Is it within the tchum? Is it not within the tchum of the city? It's very, very important halachas. So that's very challenging and complex halachas. Now, these boundaries of the city, that's when you're still within these boundaries of the city, you don't say Tefilas HaDerech. You're in London. Don't say Tefilas HaDerech when you're in London. If you travel to go to school, you're not going to say Tefilas HaDerech. Similarly, when you're still in the city, you're not going to say Tefilas HaDerech. Holy, once you leave that, 70 amas buffer zone after that, which is literally not a lot. There's 70 times after that. When you've passed that, that's when you say Tefilas HaDerech. Now, to define that here in London is very, very difficult. And it depends which motorway you take. I heard once from a Talmud Chacham, he said that whenever you cross the M25, that's when he says Tefilas HaDerech. It's the easiest way out. What do you think about that? When you pass the
M25.
Beyond it. But you're going to go beyond it. Exactly. So although it's a very easy rule of thumb, you pass the M25, you say Tefilas HaDerech. It's a very easy way of... But it's not halachically very accurate. It's not. It's completely not. So it's actually not very reliable and one shouldn't really do that. But I've heard people saying that. When they cross the M25, that's when they say Tefilas HaDerech. The Maaseh, the Mishnah Berurah continues, and that's very reassuring. Mishnah Berurah says... The Taz is matir to say Tefilas HaDerech even if we're within the city. When he decided in his heart, when he properly decided and he made the firm steps towards leaving the city, you can still make Tefilas HaDerech, says the Taz, in the city. Taz holds, yes, you can make Tefilas HaDerech in the city. And remember, it's not very far from the Maram Rottenburg, which we mentioned yesterday, but the Taz holds that you can't say Tefilas HaDerech in the city. Many Achronim disagree with the Taz and say, Lechatchila, don't do that. But you certainly can rely on your opinion of the Taz and you can still make Tefilas HaDerech in the city. Now, continues the Mishnah. That's when he starts the journey. But when you're in the middle of the traveling, when you're in the middle of the way, you're allowed to tefillah sadech in the morning, when you're preparing yourself to leave, but even if you're in the middle of you're still in the city, because you're already in the middle of a journey already. So the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. That discussion that we just said, can you sit tefillah sadech in the city or not? We're saying, l'chadchila don't, but the other you can. That is only true if you're starting, at the starting point. But say, you're traveling from London, you're going to Gateshead, and it's taking you too long, and you're stopping halfway in, overnight, you're staying overnight in, what's halfway?
Leicester.
So there, if you're sleeping overnight in a travel inn in Leicester, and you're continuing the next day all the way up to Gateshead, so you would be allowed, in Leicester, you're allowed to say tefillah sadech, although you're still in the city. Why is that? You slept overnight. Why is it you're allowed to say tefillah sadech in Leicester? You're still in the city, boundaries of the city. The answer is, because you're not really in Leicester. You're in an interim, you're actually in the middle of your way. It's not your starting point. It's midway. You're in the middle of your journey. So therefore, you can say tefillah sadech, although you're in a city. If it's midway, if you have embarked on your journey already. But again, Mishnah Berurah says, lechatchila tefillah sadech is to be said when you leave the boundaries of the city. But the Eved, you can do so even if you are in the middle of the city, the Taz, you can be so in the Taz by the Eved. Now, I wondered for many years already as to whether it's such a Bedi Eved to rely on this Taz for us Londoners. Because it, in a way, I feel you're traveling on the M1 for half an hour and you're still on the boundaries of the city. Is it really such a Bedi Eved to rely on the Taz? I hear that you don't say tefillah sadech if you're in some sort of village and you're just about started to travel for a minute or two. And I hear that it's not lechatchila to say tefillah sadech yet. You've just barely walked out of the house. You can still see your children waving from the window. And you're not really hechzik badech. You haven't really started the journey properly yet. Don't say tefillah sadech at this point. Wait until you've left the tchum of the ear. However, b'di'avet, you're yoitza. But yeah, but if you said for us, that point it's fine. I wonder if this is really same when it comes to London. In London, is it really such a bedievet to say it for us there when you're still in the boundaries of the city? Is it bedievet? To me, it sounds like not such a bedievet because the chatchila, you have hersik padech. You're on a journey now. You've left. You're on the M1. You want to wait another half an hour for us there? You really do. Maybe it's better to say it now. I don't know. What do you think? Rabbi Kagan, do you hear my point? Lemaisa, the poskim don't really say that. Pshem Zalman had a shaila with regards to we hear the shaila from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak. Now, when you go, you know the journey from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak. So there also you're gonna have the main way. Is actually totally, you're going to have houses on both sides, all the way across. It's an hour, it's a good hour, and the rest of it, to travel from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak, or vice versa, but you're not really going to, do you really say tefillah sadech or not? Because there's plenty of houses on the side. You may not be leaving really into, you're not never going to go into the desert area at all. So Reb Shlomo Zalman says, okay, you don't say tefillah sadech. If that's the case, don't say tefillah sadech. You're traveling for a long time, but no, you don't say tefillah sadech. Yeah, or at least if you do say it, don't say Vishal Malchus. What may be an idea is to say it in davening. Yeah.
So just to take a step back, why are we saying
tefillah sadech? Good question. It's a takana that Chachomim said when you are traveling.
Because of what danger?
Very good. That's a really, really interesting question. You're asking what about danger? So that's a really interesting question. There's actually two approaches within the poskim. If there is danger, you say tefillah sadech. The question will be, for instance, if you travel in an area which is a dangerous area, you're traveling in the middle of the night, you know it's a dangerous area, and you're there, but it's in the city. It's in the boundaries of the city. Are you going to say tefillah sadech, yes or no? Can you say tefillah sadech or no? What do you think? Say if it happened to you professionally, you're in a dangerous area.
Yeah.
You know, you know those people over here are dodgy people. It's dangerous over here. Exactly. You go to those areas, middle of the night, they're all really people.
Down there. You say
Tefillah Sederach. Sederach. Yeah, you said Tefillah Sederach. So is that what everybody agrees? Oh, very good. So the Emma says, the general consensus of the poskim is that you can't say Tefillah Sederach. Tefillah Sederach is not Tefillah Sasakona. It's Tefillah Sederach. Chachamim made it takona that when you are traveling, there's always a danger involved. And therefore, when you're traveling, the takona is, you say Tefillah Sederach. It's not that whenever there's a danger, you're going to say Tefillah Sederach. Skiing is very dangerous. Many accidents, but you're not going to say Tefillah Sederach whenever you ski, just because it's, you know, going a slope on a few hundred meters. You know, it's not when there's a danger, you say Tefillah Sederach. So although you may want to say Tefillah, but you cannot say Tefillah Sederach with a brocha when you're in dangerous places if you're still in the ground.
Why do you say a brocha on an airplane?
Good. So with regards to airplane, let's discuss about airplane is a very interesting question. The answer is because there you are going to exit the boundaries of the city. And the question of the poskim is where is the right time to say Tefillah Sederach when you're on a plane? So many poskim will say, well, when is the right time to say Tefillah Sederach? As you're taking off. Many poskim say that when you're actually taking off, you're actually leaving the boundaries of a city. It's the kind of boundaries of the city. Some poskim will say you need to wait a minute or two until you're actually properly flying across.
What is the danger?
Others, however, say that it's a bit different. You can actually say Tefillah Sederach when the plane is speeding on the runway and there's like shokoldik and it's like all the thing. That's when you say Tefillah Sederach. And the reason there is a little bit different because they say that yes, you are going to exit. There is over here. You're going to say Tefillah Sederach because you're actually journeying. You are on a journey. You are traveling. Now, the most dangerous time to say, the most dangerous part of the journey is takeoff and landing. So you may bring it a little bit earlier. You're still in the city, admittedly. But since you're on the runway, it's the most dangerous part of the journey. You can say it at this point rather than a little bit later. Because you're going to be singing Tefillah Sederach anyway. You are on a journey. Does that make sense?
But traveling through a city, is it dangerous of bandits?
Yeah. So nevertheless, the Chachamim never made Takanot Tefillah Sederach. Tefillah Sederach is only when you actually exit the city. That's a general consensus of the poskim. Although there are a cholkim on that, but that's generally the consensus. Okay, Mishneh Berurah here, I believe, is the only time, as far as I know, the Mishneh Berurah mentions modern technology and modern ways of transport. Mishneh Berurah, as far as I know, I'm not booking Mishneh Berurah, but I think it's the only time that he mentions a train. The Mishneh Berurah he mentions as follows. This Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot Lamed. If you're traveling within the pass, it's normally not a dangerous place. If you're traveling out of the city and straight out of the city, there is a danger. You can sit Tefillah Sederach anyway. That's very similar to what we just mentioned now. There's no difference. There's no difference if you're on a boat, on a ship, on dry land. It makes no difference. And according to that, somebody who's traveling on the iron tracks, what we would call nowadays trains, if you're on a train. Okay, so if somebody asks you, does the Mishneh Berurah ever mention trains? Yes, he does. In the Mishneh Berurah, Sifkot Lamed. Even if you're only traveling in Paso. So yes, you will say Tefillah Sederach when you're on a train, and obviously, there's no difference between train and plane. You're going to say Tefillah Sederach when you're on a plane as well. Velefizia yishlizor lechatchila techef shemaschi linzoel levorch pekis Tefillah Sederach. You're going to say Tefillah Sederach as soon as he exits the city. Kmo shkosar amor besimach lechatchila yehad yotoch parz rishoyno. V'yevorch at vasoif and v'yevad yevorch at vasoif and v'yevad you can say Tefillah Sederach until the very end of the journey. But v'yevad. Kol zman shesh tadem paso achas liso ala mesilo. As long as there's still one paso left until destination. I want to point out something which some people are confused. That Birkas HaGoymel has nothing really to do with Tefillah Sederach. There's no connection really. Some people sometimes get confused. Tefillah Sederach, you know, about going across the channel and things like that. When it comes to Birkas HaGoymel, we'll be learning Hilchos HaGoymel in Mitzvah Hashem. But Birkas HaGoymel has nothing to do with Tefillah Sederach. The halachic definition of Tefillah Sederach, when it's required Tefillah Sederach, is as we discussed. Now, when you leave a city, you say Tefillah Sederach. You leave the barriers of the city, you're going to say Tefillah Sederach. And it doesn't make a difference how. doesn't matter if it's by boat, by ship, by land, by plane. When you leave the balance of the city, you're going to say Tfilas Adarech.